Hello and welcome to the commentary for lesson 274. This is Psalm 83. And this concludes most of Psalm. However, I did find there are at least a couple scattered throughout the rest of the Bible. Because it's in chronological order, it kind of got just slipped in wherever the people who studied it thought that it fell in the timeline. So we will come across it again, but for the most part, we are finished with the book of Psalm. So we will wrap it up and talk not only about Psalm 83, but also about all of the Psalms, kind of put a big bow around it. And then I'll be reading from the Basic Bible Pocket Guide by Jim George that I have. And I love to do that. It just kind of gives a big picture summary of each book of the Bible. And because Psalms is so long, it's been a long time since I've been able to read a summary. So that's exciting. We are making good strides. So Psalm 83, the theme basically of this psalm is combating God's enemies. This is a prayer to God written by Asaph or possibly one of his descendants. And he's making his case to God to do whatever it takes to convince the world that he is indeed the one and only powerful God. We know that someday all will recognize and admit that God is in charge. But right now, not so much. And back then, not so much. But there will come a day when all will see and know that he is God. And so he's just really asking for justice to come up against his enemies. And he knows, again, just like David always did, that the enemies of God's people are also the enemies of him. And he's specific in his prayers. He's specific in who the enemy is. And, you know, we see that throughout Psalms. They are, you know, Psalms are really pretty amazing if you think about it. My study Bible talks a lot about Psalms. It kind of gives this really good summary, and I want to read this too. I'll paraphrase sort of what they wrote here, but basically all of Psalms could be described as a collection of songs and prayers, right? Or song prayers. Some of them seem like they're kind of both. And the words often express our own feelings that we might have as well. And it's feelings that we would prefer no one, much less God, ever knew. Making these psalms our prayers can teach us a great deal about how God wants us to communicate with him. Too often we give God a watered-down version of our feelings, but what we see in the psalms is that they are honest, they are open, they are sincere, and they point out their own flaws before God. They're not ashamed or afraid to do that. They want to get real with him. And sincerity and all of this openness, honesty, and sincerity are very valuable to God. That is how we get to the heart of the matter. That is how we build a relationship with him. That's how you build a relationship with anyone. Otherwise, it's just on the surface, just like our relationships with people. In fact, sometimes I think that God gives us relationships on earth to practice for the real deal, right? We learn through marriage how to love someone through, even though we get to know all of their flaws, and he loves us like that. And we care for our children in the way that he cares for us. We, in order to have deep friendships, we have to get real, open and honest, and be sincere with others and vulnerable before those connections can be really deep and meaningful. And so it's all sort of practice for, it seems like, for the relationships that we will someday get to enjoy in heaven. So following, it says in my study Bible, following are several types of prayers with examples from Psalms. Note that the psalm writers communicated with God in a variety of ways for a variety of reasons. Each of us is invited to communicate with God. Using the Psalms will enrich your personal prayer life. If you run out of things to pray for, you feel disconnected, you're not sure how to pray, maybe it's been a long time, going through the Psalms can be helpful, very helpful in that situation. And it says, There are the many types of psalms. There were praises to God, thanksgiving by a community, thanksgiving by an individual, a request to God by a community, and a request by an individual, sorrow by a community and also an individual, anger, confession, humility, and faith. There were all these reasons for Psalms, and so we can get a lot from reading through those. So, okay, let me also read this note that they put, because this was really good. Surrounding Judah were pagan nations that sought Judah's downfall. Judah, of course, means the Israelite nations, okay? The writer prayed that God would blow these nations away like tumbleweed until they recognize that the Lord is supreme over all rulers of the earth. Sometimes we must be humbled by adversity before we will look up and see the Lord. We must be defeated before we can have the ultimate victory. Isn't that true? So it's kind of like a prayer from Asaph saying, "Hey God, whatever it takes, pull the rug out from under him." I've prayed that prayer before. I didn't realize what I was praying. I think I've told you that story before. But he's saying, whatever it takes, God, stumble them or scatter them like tumbleweeds. He gives examples of, you know, do this if you have to, God. As a fire burns a forest, as a flame sets mountains ablaze, they need to be shooken up so that they know who you are, God, is what he's saying. And, you know, we talked in the last lesson about how some of us, we need to hit the wall. We need to be left in our own stuff because we're so stubborn, and we need to just hit the wall to learn. And people can warn us and people can tell us, and we just have to figure it out the hard way. And, you know, sometimes that's what it takes. And, you know, wouldn't it be better to seek the Lord in times of prosperity when things are going really good than we seek him, than to wait until his judgment is upon us and he realizes we've gone too far and he has to give us a trial to get us back in alignment? Right? It's so easy to get distracted. It's so easy to get disconnected when things are going good. And so it makes me think of that country song. I don't even know who sings it, but Shake the Sugar Tree, you know? This woman sings a song about how, I guess, her man, she has to shake the sugar tree. She has to cause drama and, you know, maybe threaten to break up or divorce or whatever to get his affections. And I sort of feel like God must think that of us sometimes, that he has to shake our world a little bit to get us in the right place, to get us to see what really matters and what really doesn't, and get our priorities straight. Okay, so here is the Psalms summary from my Bible Pocket Guide, okay? Psalms is about worship and praise. The Psalms are poetic expressions of human and religious feelings and are divided into five sections or books that comprise a total of 150 individual Psalms. The Psalms span the 10 centuries from Moses to the days after the Jewish people's exile. They consist of a wide variety of styles and purposes and emotions, such as lament, thanksgiving, praise, worship, pilgrimage, petition, and penitence. Even though the Psalms are written by different authors over the course of hundreds of years, they are wonderfully unified by their common theme of worship and praise of God for who he is, what he has done, and what he will do in the future. Life application. This is the takeaway for all of the Book of Psalms. The Psalms focus on God and reflect his plans for his people. The more you read them, the more you understand and are blessed by what you learn of God and his work as creator, redeemer, sustainer, and comforter. Like the psalmist, you should be moved to praise and worship the Lord. If you need a book If you need a handbook for praise and worship, read Psalms. If you need to better understand God, read Psalms. If you need a source of comfort in times of pain and distress, read Psalms. If you need a guide for your ongoing relationship with God, read Psalms. Lord, I thank you that when I feel distant and removed from your presence, all I have to do is pick up a Bible and read a psalm and have my relationship with you revitalized. So that's beautiful. That's a perfect way to end our study of the book of Psalms. Do we desire a deeper and more meaningful relationship with God? That's a good place to start if you're feeling disconnected. So that's really it for today. I'm excited to get into the life of Solomon is really what we'll be talking about next. So we'll start there. I hope you all have a wonderful day, and I will talk to you soon.